Rav Shlomo Weisbaut.
Okay, Rabbi, so let's make a quick recap of what we learned last week. We spoke last week about carpet sweepers. So we said that even though carpet is mechubal karka, a person might ever have me to say that something which is mechubal karka is not shaykh the issa malabin, malabin zinyan begotim that loose. The ma'isa, it's not right. And there's an issa of malabin even on carpet. That's only the dirt has penetrated into it. Said last week, the ma'isa, that's claw. If the earth is lying on top of the surface, what's got some tissues? Little piece of paper which has fallen over onto the paper, onto the carpet. It's not ingrained into the carpet. That's not malabin. No issa malabin in such a case, and therefore one would be allowed to sweep it out. That's not a problem. Like you see that you can take feathers off a beggar. There's no problem with that. There's not issa malabin. Using a carpet sweeper, we said that the poskim are not so happy with, for various reasons. Really, Ekadin wants to know what the problem should be. But the Meister poskim are not happy for various reasons, we said last week. One of the reasons is that carpet sweeper, that means talking about, they say that maybe a carpet sweeper's got a problem, it's up to the choil. We said the Bialocha brings down that when you use a brush to brush your feathers off your garment, you should have a special keli for it. And therefore, to use a carpet sweeper, which a person uses during the week, for Shabbos, is not so good. Others tine last week, a good tiner, two times. One person tined the marshal at a carpet. You don't use a carpet sweeper during the week normally. Forget, you use a Hoover. Close a good tiner. Someone else tined also a very good tiner. The tiner was, if that's true, this thing of ultra the choil, and how can you use your brush? How can you use your normal broom? Maisa, I saw someone ask this question, I don't know what the answer is. It's a good kasha. But the maisa, we use our normal broom, we're not matmid on that, and we use our normal broom for sweeping up. Close to kasha. The other thing that could be problematic with a carpet sweeper, we said, is that often you find in a carpet sweeper that after you've cleaned your carpet, you'll find lots of strands of carpet inside your brush. So that's also a question where that comes from. Has it pulled out of the carpet? If it is, that could be a sign of Korea. Saying, okay, it's lo-nichele, it's a kilkul, it's a lot of different things in it. But some people don't like it for that reason. And therefore, the advice and other postulates seem to advise against using a carpet sweeper. But that they do say, and that is a person that has to use a non-Jew, this really doesn't apply to a non-Jew. So to ask a non-Jew to use a carpet sweeper, that's allowed to be done. So if someone's got a dirty room, after Shalom Zochas, for example, lots of things are spilled. Generally speaking, a normal carpet in our house, generally, I mean, it depends how you eat, but generally speaking, in a normal state of affairs, after a person's had a meal on Shabbos, generally, hopefully, one's hopeful that the carpet normally is not so dirty, and one could brush it up with a brush. If a person's had a Shalom Zochas, for example, there's a simple, I mean, a Sherbrook or something like that, there's a lot of food, and people might have trodden on something, that's much worse, then it gets ingrained in the carpet itself. That could be problematic even to take a broom to sweep out, yeah? Because that could be a shadow malabin then. Once the crumbs and things have got ingrained into the carpet itself, that becomes an issue then of malabin. So that's what one has to be aware of. But generally speaking, on a normal house, a normal meal, after one's finished the meal, one wants to sweep the house out, one wants to sweep the carpet, that the chair is not problematic. Okay, that's more or less what we said last week. Coming on to now, we spoke about toilet brush, also very important about toilet brush. Oh, one other thing about, what's it called, you get for the crumbs, it's like a little sweeper. A crumb sweeper, it's called a crumb sweeper, I think. Huh?
A U-back crumb sweeper.
Table sweeper, yeah. That's what it's called, a U-back sweeper, yeah, you sure?
A Hoover,
you can't use a shovel, not Hoover. It's a U-back, it's called a U-back a crumb sweeper. That's no shame at all, that's no problem at all. It doesn't put out the hairs. On the table, yeah, on the table, there's no problem at all. So you can use it on the carpet as well if you want, really. I'm not sure if you can put it on the table afterwards. It doesn't pull out the hairs. It's not strong enough to pull out the hairs. It doesn't do the normal job. It just takes up the top level. So that lechair is mutter to use. Nothing wrong with that lechair. That's all right. Okay, everybody, let's move on to today's topic. Hanging up wet clothes. So first of all, I must tell you, this is an interesting halacha, this over here. This comes in Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Vov. It's Hilchos Mukz, actually. So the Mechaber says over here, talking about wet clothes. What was member of? There's a missile rule here. Because someone cares. He's talking about wet clothes. So he says you mustn't hang out wet clothes, yeah? Cough someone cares. Bossa, here it is. Begodim, similar, begodim ashrim b'mayim, clothes I've got wet, be soaking in water. Osu l'nagvom somochleish. A person mustn't dry them near the fire. Says the Mishnah here, yeah? You're going to see, really, the fire is very malleable and married. Even hanging up close to dry stubbles is also on Shabbos. Why is the Mechabah speaking about near a fire? Says the Mishnah Brewer, Alpha Gavta Afidu Mechama Osu, Hosu Mishnah Maras Ayin. We'll see that as a sermon coming up. There, it's a problem of Maras Ayin. Hocha, here, the Chiddush is by the fire. Negat HaEish, yes, it's a Torah. To put wet clothes near a fire where you can get to Yad Sledesboy, the water inside the clothes can get to Yad Sledesboy, which practically speaking is pashtus. If you've got a wet garment and you put it on a radiator, which is obviously working, it's not working, the problem, yeah? But the radiator's on, it's in the winter, and someone's got a wet, he's come back from the rain, he's got a wet raincoat, and he sweats, he doesn't enjoy it at all, so he wants to put his wet raincoat on the heater to dry out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh is the Torah. On this point, there's an Issa min HaTorah to do that. One Issa is Mishum Mavashel. One Issa is you're going to cook the water. Now, it's interesting, even though you don't want what you're cooking over here, the Ma'aseh, the water gets evaporated. You don't want it. But the Ma'aseh, that's called a Te'eles. That's the Mishum that says the problem of Bashel and Bishel. And then another Chiddush over here is Melabim. I'm not exactly sure what this means. He brings it around, Mishum Berurah, that says, listen, that means what we're talking about over here is you've got a wet garment and you're extracting the water via heat. So there's an issa, he says, of mevashil, and there's an issa of melabin as well. Exactly why it's melabin. He brings it aside over here in the Mishnah. I don't know why. He just brings a raya from this by the onion shal pishton. There's a problem to put it in the oven when you're going to dry it out, the garments. Why exactly melabin? It looks like that part of the process of cleaning is if you use hot water and you extract the hot water after you put it into a garment, that helps in the cleaning process. The melee, if the water gets hot inside the garment, not only is there a problem of Bishel, there's a problem of Melabin as well. There's very, and again, the person has to be really careful about this, and we spoke about this when we learned about Bishel. In many places, very common is people have got towels in the bathroom on a radiator. It's hard to know how wet a towel has to be called an Issur Bishel, but if a lot of people are using that towel and the towel has got wet, I'm not even sure it could even be earlier. Once it's slightly damp already, but I'm not sure exactly what the shear is. I think the Oka Shah wasn't so sure about what the shear is. But if the towel has got to a certain degree a bit of dampness to it, and it's on the radiator, so you dry your hands on a towel, and then you leave it on the radiator, what happens is that water is going to get cooked. So you've got an issa of melabin and an issa of bishel. So you'll be very careful. You mustn't put it onto a place where it's going to get hot. The water is only a problem over here. It gets to Yad Sledesboy. If the water doesn't reach Yad Sledesboy, there's no problem. Yad Sledesboy is about 45 degrees. Not very hot. 45 degrees is what? That's grommer. And I said, we don't allow grommer either, normally, generally speaking, on Shabbos. So even if it's cold now, when you dry your hands...
You said that week, you're out
to. On a week, in a weekday.
You mentioned it before.
Before Shabbos. Oh, that's a different story, my friend. That's talking about that you're not doing anything on Shabbos, yeah? How am I talking about here, you're wiping your hands on Shabbos.
I know, I'm saying you wipe your hands on a towel, usually, so it gets wet. The other
way
is, it's after the morning of the time switch,
it'll
get hot, you said you can do it.
No, you didn't hear me properly. On Shabbos?
Before Shabbos.
I talk about before Shabbos. I'm going to come speed this out again now. You're very lucky. Good thing you came today. I'm going to speed this out again, actually. Very good. Yeah? So what's happening over here is, you've got your cloth on the radiator, which is going to get hot, which is a problem.
What do you mean to get a problem?
It's going to get cooked. That water inside that towel is going to get cooked. You mustn't cook on Shabbos Moshi. And you've got a problem with Libun. You've got two problems. Let's just go back to what you're saying. What we did speak about last time, which is an interesting shaila, is Lamosha. Someone's got a wet beged before Shabbos. He's done a spin in the wash. And we said, even though, generally speaking, a normal washing machine, after it's spun, the clothes are normally dried out to such an extent that there's not a gazelle, there's not a sumid rabon to hold that clothes. Enough water has come out normally that there's no iss of schit or such a thing. But, let's say you wanted a quick spin, one was in a big rush, and you did a quick wash, and the garment comes out very wet. Or, another case, someone got caught in the rain on their shadows, and his raincoat, his mum is sopping. So he comes, Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, yeah? Before Shabbos, he comes home and he puts his raincoat on the radiator. Now, let's talk about this case over here. He knows the radiator is going to go on Shabbos, or he knows it's on Naredi. That's called Gom Rubi De Odom. Since he knows it's going to be dry during Shabbos, that's not Moksa that beggar. When it becomes dry, it's allowed. But he's not doing anything on Shabbos itself. He's put it all down before Shabbos. The radiator might go on later, but he knows it's going to come on. That's mutter. We're talking about now on Shabbos itself. You're doing something. So the mutter, someone washes and puts a raincoat on the radiator. It's completely off now, but he knows it's going to come on later. That's much worse. That's a much worse situation. So on a radiator on Shabbos, to put something on a radiator on Shabbos that's going to come on later is problematic. What about generally, the mutter? Someone's come with a wet coat. And it's very wet, so he wants to hang on a washing line. Can he do that on Shabbos, everybody say? Can you hang your wet clothes on a washing line on Shabbos? Oh, so the Machaber says over here, this is talking about not when it's hot. So it's not gonna, the water's not going to get hot, it's just going to dry in the sun. It's not going to get just this, but the water's not going to get hot at all. Says the Machaber, someone gets wet, a person must spread them out to dry. What's this? An interesting gezeira. This is a gezeira. Mr. Rule speaks out over here.
So hang it over the rope.
Hang it over?
The line.
Can hang it.
No, it's
fine.
No, it's not
a
time.
A person must... No,
check off.
Comes over. Most people put on a washing line and dry. You're not wrong, Mom, is what you're saying. Normally speaking, let's just get the gazera clearly what the gazera is. The gazera over here, if I come along, and it looks like I'm watching you, I see you put your raincoat on the washing line, it looks like you're just on a wash. It's a marasayim.
Outside, you're talking about. What? The washing line is outside the garth.
No, it makes no difference, actually, my friend. If any place where you've got a normal place to hang washing out, which someone's got a washing line in his house, he's got in his bathroom a washing line, it's normal for people to hang things on there. Even that's also as well. I'll read out the halacha. Shulchan says, lo yishlachin the nagmi, you mustn't spread them out to dry, because there's an issur of marasayim. What's the marasayim? Maris Ayin is the person thinks that you washed the beggar here, yeah? That's normally the case is, it would appear to the onlooker you've just been washed. Therefore, any place where it's normal, it's also. And afilu b'chadri chadorim means you've got your bathroom, no one goes in your bathroom, you live by yourself. There's no one in there, there's no windows, completely sealed, the curtains are closed. The Machaber says afilu b'chadri chadorim is also. Once Chazal made the gezeira applies even in a private place. By the Israel, this is right, Mr. Rusweez, and then when you make a maras ayin, you make a maras ayin even in the chadri chadorim. So, Mamish, you're in a private room, there's no one else in the house at all, you may not hang your clothes on such a place.
On a washing line.
On a washing line. Or any place which is normal.
You can't hang it
on a hand. The gazera, let's speak out. The gazera over here is that the onlooker thinks you just washed something. If it's normal, any place where it's normal to hang things on after you washed it is included in the gazera. If it's not normal, if someone takes a wet raincoat, because I put it in his cupboard, there's nothing wrong with it. No normal person, after he's washed a beggar, will put it in his cupboard. Your shayla is if someone takes a wet beggar and he hangs it on his hat rack, or whatever, he's got a hat rack inside, yes, lodden, because a lot of people might hang wet washing on there. Some people that haven't got enough room in the house, it could be typical for a person to hang wet washing up on, he's got a hat stand or whatever. As you come into the house, it sticks out a bit over the floor or whatever, and that could be more of a problem. But anywhere where it's not normal, then there's no gazera at all. Yeah, the whole gazera is only if it's, something like that. Who are din to hang it on the back of a chair? Most people don't hang wet washing on the back of a chair. You know, some people do, there's not a shortage of room. But generally speaking, most people don't hang up wet washing on the back of a chair. So someone takes the wet raincoat off and it hangs on the back of a chair, the chur, that's not maris ayin. Pashtus, people don't do that. Yeah? So if you want to, if someone's got a broom in his house, for example, he takes his wet raincoat off and he hangs it on the broom, that's also right. Most people don't hang wet washing on a broom. So anywhere where it's not normal to do, then there's no gezeira. The whole gezeira over here is only in a place where a person might think he's washed the garment, and it's normal after you wash the garment to hang it in such a place that there's a gezeira on. Someone might be watching you, that's the Chazal's gezeira. Yeah, he sees it with soaking waste, he's coming, it looks like. Yeah, you have to know what the gezeira is, exactly, yeah.
What about a woman? If she has to be in the garden, and she hands the clothes on a line, Which should be
allowed to take
between
your shower. Oh, well, there's a question taking it in. Wait a minute, you're jumping to you too fast, Monsieur. Wait a minute, slow down a bit, yeah? So we're talking about hanging up now for the time being, yes? Anywhere where it's normal to do, that is the problem. If, I'll tell you a Kiddush though, if you do it in an abnormal way, that's okay. For example, someone takes a jacket, which is wet, and he throws it over the washing line. He doesn't spread it out. He just throws it over. Now, no normal person, when they wash and they want to have a bedhead, would just throw it over the washing line. It's not normal. It's not a normal way of drying a garment. Obviously, this person hasn't just washed his bedhead. So if you do it in an abnormal way, or who I did, if you hang it up on a line, you scrunch it up. It's not normal. Such a case like that is not normal. That case is mutter. And this is a Kiddush, as Robbie coming out of here. The poskim's clear. What about a suit and a coat? Most people don't wash suits and coats. They give it for dry cleaning. So it's an interesting story, this. Some people do wash their suits. So I don't know. The poskim was speaking about over here where people, it's something which is not normal to wash. It's not a normal thing to wash in a washing machine. I mean, someone's come out with his suit, his sopping wet, yeah? So he wants to do it. Can he hang up on the washing line? Pastor, should be a problem. Some people want to suggest that because it's not normal to wash a suit, therefore, this gazette doesn't matter. I must say, nowadays, I think it's a bit of a kiss. First of all, I think many suits you can wash in a washing machine. Many suits, it's not good for, and I shouldn't say it's a public, it's right, but
a raincoat
you also wash in a washing machine. A winter coat, maybe, a winter coat.
What about a shower's coat?
What is it, raincoat? Is it a waterproof one or a woolen one?
What about
a
shower's coat?
But I don't know, what was it made from? I don't know, what coat you got? If it's a coat, it's an interesting story. Any coat, any bedhead, which is not normal to wash in a washing machine, it's the normal way to dry clean. But I think nowadays, even a winter coat, I think, can you wash the washing
machine?
Oh, that's a good point, yes. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, I'm not saying it's not Muslim, but this, everyone's going to jump on me. It's not agreed by everyone. There's a good swallow this. I hear the swallow this. Look at the swallow this. I mean, the nice one you it. That a garment is dry. It's a good time. Why can't you wash the shiny coat in the washing machine?
You'll beat it because it's hanging up to dry.
No, it's got a bad smell sometimes. If it's got a bad smell, for example, it's got a bit of. No? No? Really? Maybe you don't need to. I'm not sure. You just
get.
I've got some good news for you. You should try an experiment. I'll tell you something very interesting. Someone told me this many years ago. If you take a bucket outside in the garden and you let it fill the rainwater, you'll be in for a surprise. That rainwater is dirty. Rainwater is dirty. So your shiner coat is very nice, but it's been washed with dirty water. So you say, I don't know, it's a chiddush. I say it's a chiddush. This is a chiddush over here. Something which is not normal to wash. The person wants to say, suggest, a baguette which is not normal to wash, it's normally dry cleaned, then it could be there's no gazera over here. That's an interesting swara. Could be, possibly. What about taking off a washing line, Rabbi? While we're on it, Moshe, this is your question. What about taking off a washing line? Moshe, someone's got his garment, it was dry on Erev Shabbos. There's no problem with muksa, because otherwise it could be a problem with muksa. If the garment was wet when Shabbos came in, now in the garden is a serious problem, because you don't know whether it's going to rain or sun. So there, you haven't got gone with the Odom, you haven't got this heter gone with the Odom. There, you've got a big shiler now to take off the. If it's wet, let's say it was dry when Shabbos came in. The bag was dry when Shabbos came in. Any problem taking off the washing line?
No.
So there's no ma'as ha'ayin. What is the problem, though?
There's no problem.
Is
the lady allowed to do it? The lady and the man are saying that it could be a serious problem with taking off a washing line, Rabbi Isai. Yeah. Could be a serious problem taking off a washing line. Ah, Rabbi Isai, no. No, it's dry. Bone dry. Bone dry, Moshe. Mummy's bone dry. Bone dry, Moshe. I don't know what you've got on your washing lines. Maybe no one's got a washing line that I've got. If the washing... Someone said some music there. If the washing line is attached to a tree... No one's got this in the house. If the washing line is attached to a tree, then it's called Mishamish Be'ilon. And you can't take the stuff off the washing line. That would be a problem. So, Moshe, very quickly... Very, very quickly. What we said over tonight, so far what we said is, what was the topic? The topic was hang up.
Wet washing.
Hang up wet clothes, yeah. So hanging up wet clothes, we said first of all, if you're doing it on a radiator, on a hot place of heat, there's a serious problem of melabin and a serious problem of bishul. If the water inside that garment can get heated up to the shiur yatzeres boy. If it's not hot, And you're, let's say, spreading out in the garden, where it's a normal dare to hang wet clothes up, then Chazal made an issue of Maris Ayin. Chazal asked Maris Ayin, that means even if you're on holiday in the countryside, and you're hoping there are no other Eden in sight, you've gone for a nice holiday, and you don't want to see any Eden in sight for your holiday, but Lemaisa, Chazal asked even the Chabri Chadorim, and you would not be allowed to hang out this clothes, even though there's no other Eden as far as you can see in sight. Who are in your bathroom? You've got a little line there, or what's called a stack, or a little rack there, where you hang your wet clothes on there. You may not hang up on Shabbos. Since it's normal to hang wet clothes up there on Shabbos, a person may not do that on Shabbos. But if it's taking off a washing line, so it depends. If the washing line is, if the clothes were not wet when Shabbos came in, no problem, but you must be careful it's not attached to a tree. Okay, everybody. So.
Excellent. There he goes.